Growing up in a big family, we always had enough kids around to put on a show. Plus, there wasn't much else to do. In those days, adults didn't arrange play dates for kids. They just threw us outside. And as long as we didn't pester the neighbors, the adults ignored us. A favorite show of ours was My Baby Does the Hanky Panky. We had heard this song on the radio, and we sensed there was something naughty in the lyrics. We didn't understand the meaning of hanky panky, but even a child can pick up the subtle nuance in a growl. My brother Billy banged on a drum set that was stored in our deserted guest house. I had a concertina. I wheezed back and forth. My sister Susie and my brother Danny strummed their stomachs. We made sounds, but nothing like music. We all knew the words, though. We would wail, "My baby does the hanky-panky." Every time we got to the word hanky-panky, we would laugh, and Susie and I would wiggle our hips. I have only one memory of the guest house being used for anything other than our jam sessions. My parents had a party one Christmas Eve. My mother wore red lipstick and a red dress. She was shockingly beautiful, like Laura Petrie, who was married to Rob, who later grew up to be Mary, who wasn't married to anybody. Later that night, a crashing sound awakened me. What? Crying. Who? My mother. Shouting. Who? My father. Where? The living room. Crawling on my belly, I lay on the carpet in the dining room. Child's eye view into the living room. Christmas lights blinking. Parents putting on a show. My baby does the hanky-panky. You've got to fire her, Tom. No. The following week, my father found an apartment. One of my dad's favorite expressions was, "The kids don't run the show." We're so much better at divorce these days. We go to therapy. We ease our way in and out of relationships. We worry about how our children are faring. It was different back then. Children watched and learned from the peanut gallery. Just as each place creates its own culture, each generation creates its own rules, that's the wonder of every time. In our time, this time, children aren't sitting in the peanut gallery anymore. Everyone's putting on the show.